I was thinking about the power of influence the other day and how we do influence each other all the time. Ever since we were just small children, teachers influenced us, our parents influenced us, and you know what? We influence people every day. And I was thinking about who are the people in my life that influenced me the most to help me become the man that I am today.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Today begins the first part of Dr. Randy's three-part teaching series entitled, The Five Men Who Influenced My Life. Now, to help you be intentional for your faith, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. I'm looking forward to presenting to you the teaching, The Five Men Who Influenced My Life. And the reason I'm doing this teaching is not because maybe you're wondering who these five men are for my life, but I want you to think about the five people or the 10 people or the 20 people or maybe just the couple of people who most influenced your life. It'll say a lot about you, where you are today, and maybe some of those who most influenced you, you realize was not the kind of influence that was positive in your life. And a little bit later, I'll tell you how you can receive this entire teaching, this entire series on the five men that influenced my life, along with a very special study for men, a 90-day strength and solitude study for men. I'll tell you how that's available to you as well. So if you're ready to go, let's get started. If you would like to join in the discussion with a comment or you have a story to share, give us a call at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And a little bit later, I'll get into the mailbag. We've got questions coming in online and through the mailbag as well. All that coming your way here from the Intentional Living Center.
One of the people that influenced me the most was my grandfather, because my grandfather, his devotion to my grandmother was exemplary. And in watching him, I learned a lot about how a Christian should act and behave as far as daily life. And certainly it influenced a great deal in the way that my marriage has been shaped.
The person that influenced me the most in my life was my mother. And the reason is because growing up, her correction and discipline was always followed up by biblical explanation.
Oh, the person who influenced me the most was my grandmother, because she was a prayer and she taught me how to pray.
Who most influenced my life was my mother, because every day she lived the truth of the gospel in all of her activities and her attitudes, and she's a great role model.
The person that most influenced me was my mom. She was always there for me whenever I needed her.
Wow. Just some who are sharing those who influenced their lives individually. Hey, here's what I'd like to have you do is, as you listen to my teaching here in just a moment, I'd like to have you write down on a piece of paper five people that have influenced your life. And in what ways specifically? What was it about them? Maybe they're gone. In my case, the five men that have influenced my life mostly up to this point, all of them are deceased. They're in heaven now, except just one remaining. And it may be true of you as well. As you think about the past, in my case, you know, as I've grown, these have been men who were strategically placed in my life at certain seasons that made a difference. And so I hope you enjoy the teaching, the three-part series. And by the way, I'll tell you how you can get this entire series. It might be a great study for you and your family, or you and your Bible study as well. We'll tell you how you can get that a little bit later, okay? So let's begin. Part one, the first day, on the topic, the five men that influenced my life. Well, this month I want to talk to you on a lesson that I'm titling The Five Men That Influenced My Life. I was thinking about the power of influence the other day and how we do influence each other all the time. Ever since we were just small children, teachers influenced us, our parents influenced us, and you know what? We influence people every day. And I was thinking about who are the people in my life that influenced me the most to help me become the man that I am today, and in turn to help us in our walk and being intentional to realize that influence is an important ingredient in being successful in our families and in our relationships. Let me give you a definition of influence, at least my definition. Influence is when we're affected by an idea or a person. when we're affected by an idea or a person. Ideas change how we see ourselves and how we see the world. In 1969, I can remember very distinctly, I was a teenager, I was in high school, I think I was a junior in high school, and Family Life Radio was just getting started. Many of you know the story. My parents and Donna's parents were friends and had met again after years of separation in ministry, and my parents were starting a work for underprivileged children called Youth Haven, and Warren and Shar were starting this new radio station, a 1,000-watt AM daytimer in Mason, Michigan. And I was a teenager, and for whatever reason, I was preparing in high school, wanting to go on into the area of science. That was my real interest, was science. I wanted to be a scientist. But I was intrigued with this thing of radio. I was an amateur radio operator. I had my ham license, and, you know, putting up antennas and talking to people. And so here's this radio station, towers and wires and knobs and things being built, and that intrigued me. And the idea crossed my mind as I was going into 12th grade, because they had this kind of a work release program in high school. If you finished all of your credits, you could be released for good behavior to go to work in the afternoon. And my afternoons were free in my 12th grade, and so I thought, I had this idea, what if I could work in the radio station? And I can remember distinctly, I can even picture it in my mind, standing in the bedroom, picking up the telephone, and calling Herb Smith. Now, none of you know who Herb Smith is. You do. Rod knows. And all right, if you know who Herb Smith is. Herb was one of three staff members at the time of Family Life Radio. He was the program director. He was the announcer. He was everything, he and Warren and Shar. And I called Herb and I said, Herb, I can get out of school every afternoon. I got this idea. Can I come up and help out? I had no experience in radio, never been on the radio. And he said, sure, once you come, we need the help. You can take our afternoon drive program. So here I am as a 17-year-old kid on the 1,000-watt AM radio station. Show me how the knobs work and let me go. We got tapes to prove it. But that idea, just that idea, the influence of that idea in my life changed the course of my life. So I was on my way to becoming a biology teacher in high school. Can you see me as a biology teacher? No, I get the head shaking. Can't quite see me with a petri dish and working in biology. But that idea, that influence of that idea changed my life. In 1982, another idea came to me. Idea that, you know, I really wanted to do more than just radio. I wanted to help people. I wanted to do more than just be on the air. I wanted to be involved in the lives of the people that we were ministering to. And I called Dr. Steve Dowdle. Some of you know who Steve is. Steve, for many years, was the director of counseling of a large church in Tucson, and a friend. And I called Steve. I can remember that very plainly. Donna and I, we went out to lunch and sat down with Steve, and I said, Steve, I got this idea of introducing into our radio ministry a counseling ministry, something that we can do to go a little deeper. I don't have any training in counseling. I got a degree in business. I don't have any training in counseling, but I really would be interested in this. And that idea started the course, and by that fall, I was back in school. I was 33 years old and back down to just a few hours working and went back to the university to get my master's degree in counseling. That idea changed the course of my life. That was an influence in my life. In 1988, I had an idea that I should write a book. And I think I've shared with you all before that I had the idea of writing a book about childhood memories, because we were studying childhood memories. And I'd never written a book. I'm not really a writer by training or by natural gifting. But I knew that there was something I wanted to say, and that idea caused me to talk to Kevin Lehman. Of course, Kevin and I had been working together, and Kevin said, go and do it. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And he encouraged me. And so put together an outline of a book and put together the idea of a book and submitted it to the publisher, and ultimately we get a contract, and Kevin and I end up writing the book together, and it goes to the New York Times bestseller list. See, that idea changed my life because I allowed God to use that idea to influence me
changed the direction of my life. 1990, shortly after the book came out, I thought, well, why don't we do a radio program? Isn't there something we could do to help parents? There was nothing on the air to help parents. And I got the idea of saying, hey, let's have a parent talk ministry. Let's do something to help people with parenting. And I call Kevin and say, hey, Kevin, would you like to come in? And that idea changed my life. Here we are today with a whole intentional living ministry as an outgrowth of an idea in 1990, 20 years ago. 2002, the idea came to my heart that, you know, as a radio ministry, we had to be going in a different direction than we were. Things were changing, how we deliver the message, the level of professionalism of what we were presenting on the air had to change. And we started in a direction with the board of directors to truly build a real radio network, not just a group of radio stations that was loosely associated with each other, but to build a true radio network. That idea changed my life and some of yours and other people. The influence of that idea. In 2009, last year, with Intentional Living, the idea came that we need to be getting into new media. We need to be looking at where people are today. They're online, they're in video, they're on YouTube, they're in different places. That idea has changed where we are as a ministry today. It changed my life, it changed your life. As we start to see the power of the new media that can be used to influence people. So ideas influence us, don't they? You ever had an idea that influenced your life, changed the course of your life?
Talking about the power of ideas, as I'll continue here in the second part of today's lesson on five men that have influenced my life in just a few minutes, and then getting into who these five men are and how they impacted my life. I'm back here live in the Intentional Living Studio, and I'd love to get this into your hands. This CD teaching is a great stimulation to think about the power of influence. And I would like to get this entire teaching into your hands, along with a 90-day devotional for men to develop a successful foundation in Christ that we created here at the Intentional Living Center called Strength in Solitude. And so for your best gift to Intentional Living right now, we want to say thank you by sending you this teaching, Five Men of Influence in My Life, and the 90-day devotional for men. And you can either go online and share that gift right now at theintentionallife.com. The website's a great place to go, and you can give your gift, your best gift, at theintentionallife.com, or you can call during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717, and we'll get this entire teaching package to you for today. More from this CD, more from the teaching, coming up here in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Do you know that little verse from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians where he says, "Pray without ceasing"? How are you doing with that? Well, if you're like me, it's so easy to be distracted or forgetful, and sometimes I need a little encouragement to reignite my prayer life. And you know what? A great resource for you is our prayer community. There are hundreds of prayer requests, and most of them are pretty serious, and they need you to pray for them. And when you've prayed for them, you can even let them know that you did. Go to theintentionallife.com/prayer. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
J.J. Watt is a lineman in the National Football League today, but you wouldn't believe how he got there.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Rod Robinson, your Intentional Stewardship Coach.
J.J. had a lot of promise as a college football player, but lacking ambition and direction, he quit after just 1 year. Soon thereafter came a humbling experience that changed his life. J.J. was working as a driver for Pizza Hut when he delivered a pizza to a 10-year-old boy who recognized him and asked him why he wasn't playing football. JJ says it was the most powerful moment in his life, and it reignited his desire to be great and get to the top as a football player. Just a few years later, he's one of the best players in the NFL. Hey, I bet you've been humbled a time or two in life. You can view it as a catastrophe or a catapult. How are you going to respond? For Intentional Living, I'm Rod Robinson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Boy, that's great. Thank you, Rod, for that reminder. What a motivational program today. And I've got more coming for you. I'm going to go back into my teaching center where I was sharing with my staff on the five men that most influenced my life. And in fact, starting tomorrow, it's a three-day series. Tomorrow, I'll actually start teaching on the five men. But what's coming up here now, I'm going to talk about how people influence us, people in general, how we influence each other and the impact. And why influence is so important. You know, we think sometimes we're a leader, don't we? You look over your shoulder and nobody's following. Mom or dad, you feel that way sometimes? You look over your shoulder and the kids are, you know, like herding cats. You know, they're going in different directions. Leadership is really influence. And when we get to the stage where we realize that we can influence our family by being men and women of integrity, what a difference that makes. I'll tell you how you can get this entire series from Intentional Living in just a little bit. But first, back to the teaching. On this first day, part two, on the five men that influenced my life. People influence us too. Donna, major influence in my life. Met her when we were teenagers, as you know. And Donna influences my life every day because of her love, her support, her patience with me. That influences me. Changes my life. My brothers. I was thinking about the sibling relationship. I'm the baby of the family. How my brothers influenced my life. They let me live. You know, just be the baby of the family with two older brothers and live is a good thing. I think of a professor at the University of Arizona. You probably have never heard his name, Dr. Oscar Christensen. He was one of the leaders in the area of Adlerian psychology, well known worldwide in that field. And he was my senior professor, the one that was the chair of my committee for my master's work. He was the one that taught me so much of what I learned about how families work. Many of the things that you hear me say about parenting, about families, was influenced by Oscar Christensen. Somebody you don't know, but somebody, when his name is mentioned, in that season of my life, had tremendous influence. Our board of directors for our ministry, when I'm together with these people four times a year and how they influence me. I always tell Donna, I look forward to the board meeting. Others say, "Why? Oh, you got another board meeting. That must be stressful for you." No, I look forward to it. To be influenced by these people, to have the board speak into my life, to speak into the life of the ministry, that's a positive thing, to allow that to influence me. I think of my mom and the influence my mother had in my life, that gentle spirit and growing up with all boys, all men, and have my mom be able to speak into my life, and she's gone now, but to realize that influence. I was looking at the definition of influence, and right after influence in the dictionary is the word influenza. And you know what? As I studied a little bit more deeply to realize those two words are connected. In other words, it comes from the idea that influenza, which of course is a contagious viral infection, comes from the idea of the influence in our life. See the spelling? It's almost exactly the same. See, to be influenced is almost to be infected by an idea. It overtakes you. A person who influences you overtakes you. It alters how you think, how you feel, how you view life. That's why we got to be so careful in teaching our kids who's influencing your life. What are you watching on TV? What are you allowing into your home? Do you think advertisers don't spend billions of dollars trying to influence us? To alter how we think? To buy their perfume? To buy their deodorant? To buy their car? They're trying to infect us with an idea. Again, what's the definition of influence? When we're affected by an idea or a person. Here's a statement about influence. We are becoming like those who we allow to influence our life. We are becoming like those we allow to influence our life. What does the Bible have to say about this? It's interesting, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, listen to what the Apostle Paul says, beginning in verse 15. He says, "For though
you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Listen to this bold statement. It can almost seem like an arrogant statement from the Apostle Paul. He says, therefore, I urge you to imitate me. Isn't that interesting? Allow me to influence your life, Paul says. Be imitators of doing what I do. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul again says, imitate me, he says, just as I also imitate Christ. He's saying, allow me to influence your life. Look at me. Figure out what I'm doing in Christ and then do that yourself. Boy, that's a bold statement, isn't it, for Paul to make? Not a statement any of us really want to make. It's kind of a, be careful with that. Don't be like me, you know. Be like Christ. But you know what? People are going to be more like us. Our kids are watching us. Our grandkids. We are influencing people. And if they don't see Christ in us, they're going to imitate us. They're going to say, well, that's what I see in mom or dad. It's interesting, over in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, listen to what it says in verses 11 and 12, rather. The writer of the Hebrews says, and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Listen to this, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. And the writer of the Hebrews is saying, take these men and women of faith that you read in Hebrews 11 and imitate them. Let them influence your life.
Well, we're live back in the Intentional Living studios here, and I'll continue day two of the five men who influenced my life. We'll begin tomorrow, and I'll actually start to share with you each of who these five men are and were. Four of them are now in heaven, but very much alive in my heart. And one alive, and hopefully not only did they influence me, but I had a chance to influence their life too as well. You know, as we think about this topic today, the power of influence, I can't think of anything really more significant if you want to have a life of meaning than to make sure that you're around people who have meaningful lives and that you have a meaningful life in their presence as well, that we're building off of each other. And then when we have opportunity to minister, to bring along people, all of us need mentors, you know, mentees, people that we're bringing along. But in this case, to make sure that we have people who influence us, that are drawing us up, drawing us closer to Christ. By the way, if you would like the entire teaching, all 3 days of the five men who influenced my life, it's available on CD. And we have a very special devotional for men, 90-day devotions for men to develop a successful foundation in Christ called Strength in the Solitude. And it's our gift to you with your best gift to intentional living right now. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or during West Coast business hours, call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and press number 4, okay? We appreciate your comments and questions. In fact, here's a comment right now.
Yeah, Dr. Randy. You talk about influence today. Well, the influence I had from my parents wasn't good influence. But thank the Lord, I had loving grandmothers and grandfathers that was good influence. We'd just give a shout-out to all the grandmothers and grandfathers out there that can influence their grandchildren when their parents can influence them the wrong way, and they can straighten them back out. And very thankful for that. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, and thank you. I think grandparents are here for a purpose. I hope so, because as a grandfather myself, I look at the time that I have now and more patience than I have now, maybe a little more wisdom than I have now than I had then, when I have chance to be with my grandchildren, to speak into their lives. And what an opportunity as a grandmother or grandfather to speak those words of encouragement, to influence that next generation. And like this young man, maybe in your case, it's not the person that you think should be that positive influence in your life who is, you know, like a parent or a friend or what have you, but maybe it's that grandparent to make a difference. By the way, if you have a question for me, I'd always love to hear them at 888-888-1717, like this one.
Hi, I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm a college student at GBC, and I used to have some really close friends when I was going to a private academy. After we graduated and I decided going to youth ministry and they decided they wanted to do other things, I found out from just my brother and some other kids from that school area, they were telling me how people started to get into drugs, and it just really started to break my heart, and I really just don't know what to do, how to get these friends back into the circle, really, because it feels like they're so far away. And also, it's hard because my brother doesn't want me to be in such a dangerous situation because of drugs and stuff. I don't want to be in a vehicle with them being caught with drugs. So how do you win back friends when they're starting to deal with dangerous things? That's my question.
Well, I tell you what, you love your friends, but you don't climb in a car with them when they have drugs. You don't climb into the cesspool with a person just to get them out because you get sucked into all of that corruption yourself. Now, if you can stand on the side and help them out, you're there to pray for them, but your brother's giving you some wisdom. Your job is not to be the Holy Spirit. You pray for them, make yourself available, but whatever you do, please don't jump in the hole with them because maybe you won't get out either.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And I want to thank those of you who have participated today by sharing a comment or a story with us on our storyline. And thanks to those of you who stand in support of the ministry as well. As we wrap up the program today, I'm excited about the next 2 days because I'm going to jump right into sharing the names of these five men and the area that each of them influenced me. As I was putting this lesson together, I realized that each of these five men had a different influence in my life. You're going to see that one of these men influenced me in the area of faith, another in the area of perseverance. And so, again, the goal here, as you listen to this series on influence, that you would think about who you're influencing and also think about who are the five or six people who are influencing your life, and are they the kind of people that should be influencing your life? Not idealistic who you think should be influencing your life, but who actually are influencing your life. And there's a difference. And maybe today it'll help you think about making some changes in that area. Again, this entire teaching, the five men that influenced my life, along with the devotional for men, Strength and Solitude, as you share your best gift with the ministry. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com or call 888-1717. We'll be back again tomorrow with part 2. We'll see you then.